Savitri, Book 2, Canto 7, The Descent into Night, pages 210 and 211. Thus was a balance kept, the world could live. A zealot fervor pushed their ruthless cults. All faith, not theirs, bled scourged as heresy. They questioned, captived, tortured, burned or smote, and forced the soul to abandon right or die. Amid her clashing creeds and warring sects, religion sat upon a blood-stained throne. 100 tyrannies suppressed, oppressed, and slew, and founded unity upon fraud and force. Only what seemed was prized as real there. The ideal was a cynic ridicule's butt, hooted by the crowd, mocked by enlightened wits. Spiritual seeking wandered, outcasted, a dreamer's self-deceiving web of thought, or mad chimera deemed, or hypocrite's fake. Its passionate instinct trailed through minds obscure, lost in the circuits of the ignorance. A lie was there the truth, and truth a lie. Here must the traveler of the upward way, for daring hell's kingdoms winds the heavenly route, pause, or pass slowly through that perilous space, a prayer upon his lips, and the great name. If probe not all discernment's keen spear point, he might stumble into falsity's endless net. Over his shoulder often he must look back, like one who feels on his neck an enemy's breath, else stealing up behind a treasonous blow might prostrate cast and pin to unholy soil, pierced through his back by evil's poignant stake. So might one fall on the eternal's road, forfeiting the spirit's lonely chance in time, and no news of him reach the waiting gods, marked missing in the register of souls, his name the index of a failing hope, the position of a dead, remembered star. Only were safe who kept God in their hearts, courage their armor, faith their sword, they must walk, the hand ready to smite, the eye to scout, casting a javelin regard in front, heroes and soldiers of the army of light. Hardly even so, the grisly danger passed, released into a calmer, purer air. They dared at length to breathe and smile once more. Once more they moved beneath a real sun. Though hell claimed rule, the spirit still had power. This no man's land he passed without debate. Him the heights missioned, him the abyss desired. None stood across his way, no voice forbade, for swift and easy is the downward path, and now towards the night was turned his face. A greater darkness waited, a worse reign, if worse can be, where all is evil's extreme. Yet to the uncloaked naked, the uncloaked is naked worst. There God in truth and the supernal light had never been, or else had power no more. As one slips in a deep moment's trance over mind's border into another world, he crossed a boundary whose stealthy trace I could not see, but only the soul could feel. Into an armored, fierce domain he came and saw himself wandering like a lost soul amid grimed walls and savage slums of night. Around him crowded gray and squalid huts, neighboring proud palaces of perverted power, inhuman quarters and demoniac wards. A pride in evil hugged its wretchedness, a misery-haunting splendor pressed those fell, dun suburbs of the cities of dream life.